You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders remembers the day the world came into focus for him.
While in San Antonio recently, we attended a service at Oak Hills Church and heard Max Lucado deliver a sermon. Lucado is a well-known Christian author. He delivered a thoughtful sermon based on the account in the Gospel of John of the blind man that Jesus healed. Jesus did so by spitting on the ground and creating a daub of mud, which he spread across the blind man's eyes. Then Jesus instructed him to walk to Siloam and wash, after which he could see. Though Lucado didn't mention it, that's where the term, here's mud in your eye, evolved. Lucado also mentioned first acquiring glasses as a nearsighted fifth grader and how the transformation in his life was life-changing. I can relate since I was the same age when my parents figured out I was terribly myopic. Like Lucado, until I went to the optometrist, was examined and then returned a few weeks later to get my glasses, the world was a blur. I started playing baseball at age 6. Since Allenstown, New Hampshire had only 1,800 residents in the early 1960s, our baseball team was comprised of kids my age on up to 12 or so. A team picture published in the Concord Monitor shows a group of kids perched on a bleacher. I'm a full head shorter than everyone else in the photo, and am clearly, or not so clearly, squinting at the camera. There was no requirement that the coach play every ball player at least once every few games, as most organized leagues do at that level. So it required my dad's intervention with the coach, as the season was winding to a close, for me to at last get one at bat. I entered the batter's box in the last game of the season, hugging the plate since my bat was so short. A pitch or two went by, thrown by a pitcher considerably older and taller than me. As I hunkered down, another blur came toward me and plunked me in the side. It hurt a bit, but I was thrilled as I trotted down to first base. I managed to make it to second base before the game and the season ended. I've been going through old files and photos saved from my years in New Hampshire for a possible long-term project. My mother saved everything and gave it to me during a late-in-life attic cleaning. In the Allenstown Elementary class photos, where the entire grade ranged in size from 13 to 18 kids, I'm the short boy each year squinting at the camera. That is, until the fifth grade group photo, in which I'm wearing horn-rimmed glasses. I was still short. I recall that autumn afternoon when I stepped out of the optometrist's office in Concord and looked up at the trees along the sidewalk. Like Lucado, I thought, whoa, those leaves are so bright and vibrant. I looked across the street at one of the buildings that lined the street of the Capitol, clearly seeing the outlines of its stone siding from 100 feet away. I once was practically blind, but now could see. Lucado's larger point was that we often have metaphorical mud in our eyes that prevents us from seeing, from growing in our faith. It's a point well taken. I've been wearing glasses for well over a half century now. As Lucado describes doing as a child, I still enjoy the sensation of taking them off and putting them back on, alternating from blurriness to sharp vision. I'm blessed with excellent eyesight while wearing glasses. At night, when bedtime nears, I metaphorically put the world at bay by taking off my glasses. I enjoy that feeling.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.